The air at a vacant lot beside the restaurant was filled with music and smoke from the barbecue pits. While awaiting the mayor of Tallahassee, the crowd that filled the lot heard from local Democratic candidates whose messages were pretty much the same. Get out the vote for both Gillum and for themselves.
Please join me in welcoming the next governor of the state of Florida, my friend, Andrew Gillum!
Gillum's campaign bus pulled into the parking lot about 45 minutes late, but that did not matter to the cheering throng. During his 10-minute address, Gillum said he came to staunchly Republican Pensacola because there are voters here which he believes he can win over. But he told the supporters there's still work to be done with the election 6 days away.
But in order for us to do that, y'all, we got to get out there and vote like our lives depend on it. We got to get out there and organize our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, everybody who we can touch. We got to move to the polls.
The candidate also trotted out some of the bedrock issues of the 2018 governor's race in Florida, expanding health care and beefing up the economy. Gillum said those are part of what's at stake on November 6th.
That we're fighting against a politics that says that the only way you can prevail, the only way you can win, is by stepping on your neighbor's shoulders and on their success, pulling them down in order for you to get up. Well, guess what, y'all? I reject that brand of politics.
It's nice to see this many people come out and support Andrew. I'm here because I'm a graduate of Florida A&M University, and so is he. We both are Rallers.
Winfred Lewis is a retired educator. He says the Gillum campaign is reminiscent of 10 years ago when Barack Obama started his first campaign for president.
It's people pulling together for one common cause to make a difference for what's happening. This is going to be a Gillum victory to make the state sane again. That's like the slogan says.
After the rally and before boarding the bus, Andrew Gillum told reporters he had gotten suggestions that maybe he shouldn't come to the panhandle this close to Election Day.
I want the people of this community to know that I want to be their governor, too. I want to compete for their votes. They're Floridians. And I think if they're concerned about health care and education and access, criminal justice reform and the like, then I think we have a message for them. And if they give me a shot, I believe I'll be a good governor for them.
Another topic is getting the panhandle locations decimated by Hurricane Michael, which also brought damage to Gillum. Tallahassee back on its feet. He cautions recovery will take some time.
We encountered the third most powerful storm in the history of this country on record. As the next governor, I look forward to helping with the educational, economic, and obviously structural recovery of this region. We're going to come back, and we'll come back stronger than ever.
It stacks up to be a hectic last few days for the men who would be governor. Andrew Gillum rallies with former President Obama in Miami on Friday, while President Trump will campaign on behalf of Republican nominee Ron DeSantis Saturday evening at Pensacola International Airport. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.